welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 31st of January, 2023. The Bible reading today is Job, chapter 17, verses 7 to 10. But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature, and the breath of all mankind. Today's article, titled In His Hand, was written by Amy Boucher Pye. When I glimpse a palette of vivid colours painted across the sky, or take in the delicate design of a daffodil, I ponder God the Creator. Beauty can awe us as we see his imprint in nature. But even when we are surrounded by a mass of concrete with no green in sight, we may hear the melodious bird song and know that God is our maker. Job pointed to God as creator, not in wonder, but in what seems like exasperation. Job had been tested to the extreme by God, and his friends and their comments didn't help him. Job responds to them that they should ask the animals or let the fish in the sea inform them, that the hand of the Lord has done this. Job was distraught by the trials that descended on him, and although he was troubled and confused by them, he remained convinced that God could be seen in his creation. In his hands is the life of every creature. This Old Testament story reminds me that when we gaze at a stunning sunset with tears streaming because of pain or some injustice, we can trust in God. Though we suffer now, one day he will welcome us to a place of no more tears and no more crying. As we wait for that wonderful day, he will give us the strength to persevere, even as he did for Job. Let's pray. Marvellous Maker, in your hand is the life and breath of every creature on this earth. Help me to wonder at your creation and give thanks to you. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.